Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Oh, hello, chickens. This episode is once again brought to you by Anonymous. And I really do appreciate that coffee because I had to edit out a massive yawn out of the last episode. I'm still watching the War Games. Okay, chickens, the doctor has been carted off with the processing machine by the security chief. The machine makes more grunty TARDIS noises now. It used to just do the whoop, 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 and now it's going... my TARDIS noise is amazing. When the doctor comes out of the machine, there's all guards standing around in their wetsuits pointing guns at him. And he's like, oh, don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you. He's so funny. I love him. Jamie asks Zoe if she can call a machine. And they're like, no, that's not a good idea. It'll be full of guards. Carstairs wants to blow the place up. But Zoe points out that will disable the time barrier and let the outside armies in. So they're going to set up a machine gun in case the machine arrives again. The warlord, meanwhile, is fiddling with the processing machine and tells the security chief, good job. he'll send the processor back to the home planet for mass production. The war chief says he'll have difficulty interrogating the doctor. He goes, he's a man of great intellect. He'll need special treatment. He says special treatment like he's going to do something kind of saucy, like maybe a fan dance. So next thing we see, the security chief, he's interrogating the doctor with the VR helmet. And he's just basically shouting at him what's happening. He's like, you're part of a plot to betray us to the Time Lords. You'll answer or I'll destroy your mind. At the chalet, they've set up the machine gun and Zoe's like spitting out all the resistance groups she knows because of her eidetic memory. The boss, Mr. Russell's like, oh, we have to contact Arturo Villa. He's the one with the biggest group. Then one of the machines arrives and they shoot at it with a machine gun. The guards inside in the wetsuit use their zappy guns to kill the resistance men on the machine gun. So Mr. Russell grabs it up and starts shooting at the people, and Carstairs throws a grenade into the machine and it explodes and then the machine disappears. So Russell's going to go off and find the Mexicans and leaves Jamie in charge. Jamie seems quite chuffed by this. Meanwhile, the war chief tells the security chief he's going to kill the doctor if he continues on with his VR helmet. He says, you'll never make him talk. He's one of my own race. The truth machine will never work on him. He orders the doctor taken to the war room. And the war chief is like, I've got methods of my own. All this fan dance, I'm excited about it. The security chief is furious. He's like, he's my prisoner. And he's like, I'm your superior. I love a demarcation dispute at work in the workplace. The security chief, after they leave, the security chief calls for the warlord on the top security channel. He's got quite a stick up his bum, old security chief. Meanwhile, the war chief sends everyone out of the war room, and he's just says to the doctor, I know who you are. I know your face has changed, but I know who you are. He says, you stole a TARDIS. We're two of a kind. And the doctor's like, I'm nothing like you. I'm not after power like you. And he says, no objective can justify all of this slaughter. The war chief says the aliens intend to invade 1,000 worlds. They're going to take over the whole galaxy. And he goes, man is the most vicious creature of all. They'll use them to bring peace to the galaxy. My motives are purely peaceful. Yeah, that sounds a bit weird way of going around it, mate. Meanwhile, Jamie puts on a jacket on Zoe, who's having a sleep, and all the soldiers are having a nine eyes. Then someone knocks out one of the soldiers. The Mexicans are sneaking in. The Mexican wakes up Zoe. It's Arturo Villa. he tells Zoe, for a little woman, your mouth is too big. So she goes and wakes up Jamie, and they have a conversation about... you know, the place of women. And Jamie's not okay about it. It's very peculiar. Then Zoe's like, she's got some plan for Jamie. So while Arturo's eating out of a pot, which he then throws on the floor when Zoe turns up, she goes, oh, I'm introducing you to the other leader. And then Jamie comes out in a uniform. It's really weird. They have a weird conversation as they convince Arturo Villa to join up with them. And Zoe's like, if we can get a big enough army together, we can take over central control. Meanwhile, the war chief explains about all of the wars on his glass top coffee table. And the doctor's like, you've used our technology to carry out this disgusting plan, and you'll enslave all of these worlds. Then a different Skype alarm goes off, and the warlord and the security chief arrive. I think the warlord has his own Skype alarm, because he's superior to everyone. The security chief wants to kill the doctor, and the war chief says he'll help crush the resistance. I've noticed in this episode, the war chief has way more mascara and eyeliner on than normal. He says he'll spare the doctor. The warlord says he'll spare the doctor if he helps him. And then they leave, and the doctor's like, I'm not helping them. War chief's like, help me, and I'll take over a supreme galactic ruler. He's not okay. He doesn't realize he's in trouble here. Meanwhile, Arturo Villa says, this plan's crazy. The Russian leader's like, no, it's all right. Then they talk about the machines and how they can fill up with people. They're going to meet in the barn in the USA zone to attack central control via one of the machines there. So the rebels, some rebels sneak into a Roman tent, smash that Skype machine. The security chief yells and sends technicians and guards. Then Carstairs is on the phone. He's like, all right, the next attack is in the Crimean war zone. So then we see them attacking just one guard in the Crimean war zone, just one soldier. And then they lay some explosives and boom, they blow up a building. It's very exciting. So the security chief is furious. He's like, what? Send an entire squad of guards. I'm like, oh, you're an idiot. You're going to get in trouble. So in the chalet, Zoe's putting flags in the conquered war zones. And then we see time passing, and they've now conquered all of the zones. In the barn in the USA, they shoot the guy trying to open the Skype machine, and Villa says, now we wait. The security chief is reporting, he goes, there's attack in all time zones. The guards are spread really thin, and the war chief's like, you've fallen for their plan. The base is weakened. The warlord's like, is this true? The security chief says, I know where their attack is coming from. It's the Civil War zone. The security chief says, we need to use the neutron bomb. And they're like, that'll wipe out all the people. We'll have to evacuate the planet. And he's just like, I don't care. The warlord says, no, the doctor will have to prove his loyalty now to save the lives of everybody. In the barn, they're about to smash the Skype machines to call the last of the guards. And the doctor appears on the Skype machine and says, Zoe, you've got to get Mr. Russell. He goes, I can get one of the space-time machines and send it to you. What I need you to do is get all the leaders and put them in the space-time machine and send them to me. So the machine arrives and Carstairs pokes his head in. There's no guards. So they're all going to leave. They leave the Russian guy behind in charge of all the troops. Obviously, we can't see the troops. They're outside the barn because it would be too expensive to have all of those actors in there. everyone traipses off into the machine. Arturo Villa doesn't want to go. He's like, no, I'm not going in there. And like Russell's like, oh, are you scared? And they have like a little moment, but then it's over. So they get in the machine and the doctor greets them all when they arrive. And he's like, oh, yes, come in. And then the security guards come down in their wetsuits and zappy guns. And the doctor's like, stay where you are. And he's betrayed them all. Oh, my God. The looks on Jamie and Zoe's face. And they realize the doctor's gone over to the bad side. That's the end of the episode. It stops. Oh, my God. This is... A lot happens in this episode. Like, for 8 episodes in, suddenly a lot of things are going on. It's very exciting. I can't wait for the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.